This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The University of Denver is facing an $11 million deficit, partly because of declining enrollment. 8 staff members at DU have been laid off. Another 15 positions will be replaced. Aaron Schneider, the president of DU's chapter of the American Association of University Professors, says the cuts will negatively affect students.
And it undermines the higher ed function, the higher ed contribution to civic life that University of Denver should be performing.
DU has among the highest tuitions across Colorado, charging a base of $60,000 for a full year of courses. DU's endowment is valued at over $1 billion. The word of the year, according to dictionary.com, is demure. CPR's Haley May explains.
Very demure.
Yep, that's your governor, Jared Polis, attempting to be on trend with the latest TikTok phrase.
Very practical, very mindful, very demure.
The pop culture reference started when beauty influencer Jules LeBron posted a video to her account in August describing a makeup look as very demure, which quickly went viral.
Very demure, very mindful.
Dictionary.com says the word experienced a nearly 1,200% increase in usage on digital web media alone this year.
See how I dress for the Colorado State Fair? Very demure.
Other words that made the shortlist? Brain rot, and of course, brat. Gen Z slang terms that still have some of us scratching our heads. Haley May, CPR News.
University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders says he'll give his personal Jim Thorpe Award trophy to CU wide receiver Travis Hunter. Sanders says he was outraged after Hunter was snubbed as a finalist for this year's prize. The Jim Thorpe Award goes to the best defensive back in college football. Sanders himself won it in 1988. Travis Hunter is still in the running for this year's college football Heisman Trophy. This is CPR News and KRCC.